Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. One thing that is funny is that as you go around Southern California, and I film these videos, sometimes there's things that come up that are just very opportunistic. And you're just like, wow, what are the odds of that happening? And today's one of those days. We've got so much to talk about with the economy. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel. But one thing that has come up is holiday shopping. One thing that I love to cover is the expense of what it costs to have Halloween, the expense of what it costs to do Thanksgiving, the expense of what it costs for Christmas. Well, this Christmas is going to be abysmal. It's going to be bad because the average family is going to spend much less on Christmas. In 2024, they're going to, in 2024, people spent almost $1,700 on Christmas. This year, they anticipate that Christmas is going to be off to $1,552. So that's huge, guys. It's a huge, huge difference. People, again, it's not what you buy somebody. I like thoughtful things. I like when people do nice things for people. I like when they do nice things for me and include me on things that I generally wouldn't get to do. But that's a big deal. But right now, people are having a difficult time. So they're anticipating that this is going to be, Gen Z pulling back 20%, Gen X pulling back even more. It's going to represent, a huge decrease in spending. Families with children are still powering the holiday season, averaging almost $2,400 in sales, but this year it's down from almost $2,650. So it's off. So, with this, and I'm telling you, I was planning on doing this story just because of everything that's going on. Now, when you go along with that, there's a few things that are crazy. The average credit card debt of, is up. And I always tell people, don't borrow money, don't put it, credit card debt. I have credit cards, I use them for work. Some are designed for online payments, some are designed for entertainment. When I travel, I have a card. I mean, all this stuff. And you have to have credit cards. You just have to. Try renting a car without a credit card. It's near impossible. Now, with that, there is over $1 trillion worth of credit card debt right now. And the problem with this is that it's not going to get paid back. People are just going to ditch it and be done. So, anyways, before I continue, I just want to show you one thing that just happened. So, we have a special guest, and I want to bring him on real quick. Hey everybody, while filming this video, there was a special guest that walked by, and we want to be the first to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
I do check to see who's not your nice every day.
Okay. And see, you have to be nice year long. It's not, the list starts early, but you got to work to the end, right, Santa?
That's right.
Okay.
You can blow it. We all are not perfect, but do something nice. Get
Okay.
back on the nice
I
list.
will. Thank you, Santa. Thank you very much. Okay. Merry Christmas. How cool is that, Santa? Okay. How often do you have to see Santa in September? Come on. And I always, one thing I love to do is I love to go to Costco and be the first one to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. That is just the best. And there's a family that's coming out to film their Christmas card, and kids alike, everybody was freaking out seeing Santa, but this is a good Santa. This guy's really, he's the real deal. But we were talking about what I did for a living and stuff before the family showed up, and I told them I do business news every day. And how, think about this. The economy is broken, guys. It's completely upside down. You're seeing all these problems that you just cannot fix. The number of people that want to go on food stamps increasing, the number of people at the food banks increasing. One thing that I always talk about is my friend Frank Glover that runs Joseph Dreamhouse. You want to do some good in the world? Donate to Joseph Dreamhouse, guys. She puts together meals for families that are having a difficult time, and your money gets spent on food. It doesn't get spent to pay salaries. It doesn't get spent to do anything other than feed people that are less fortunate than all of us. So please, guys, I'll make sure the link is below, and please help Joseph Dreamhouse, because I'm telling you, 501c3, it's fully tax deductible, But people right now are having a difficult time. This is not going to get fixed anytime soon. We had a flood of people trying to refinance their houses. Now, understand this. Interest rates are well above 6% right now. It's not like they've dropped to free and you've got 2% mortgages again. So you guys can kid yourself and act like it's no big deal, but it has gone down, you know, a quarter of a point since its high in the last year. So, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about tariffs. One tariff that they want to try to eliminate is the tariff on coffee, because coffee prices are through the roof right now, and you don't want to mess with nectar of the gods. So with all the radical problems that they've had with all the weather in South America, Brazil, Vietnam, it just, they got hit with a double whammy. Frost in times of the year in Brazil when it doesn't freeze, things like that that are dramatically affecting the crop for different Arabica beans and all the different coffee beans that are out there. You know, one thing that people have written me a lot about is Tricolor, is the, you know, the hardcore money lender that went out of business. And I want you to think about this. They lent money to people that didn't have jobs. How do you do this? How this place didn't fail faster, I don't know. But there are 100,000 cars that they gave subprime loans to. That's the loans with people with bad credit, that they gave these people loans, and these people didn't have jobs. These people were paying via Western Union, and now they have to retrace and try to find 100,000 cars. I'll bet you they don't find 5,000 of those cars. I bet you that these people will just steal cars. I bet you a lot of these are in Mexico and different places, and no one, you know, knows where they are. So Tricolor going out of business is a real symbolic sign of how bad the economy is and how bad people's credit is right now. Because when you have the worst part of the economy, I'm telling you this right now, my buddy that sent me the story about all the license plate readers, the stuff that you have where people have no insurance and it's tied to their license plate. People have registration that they haven't paid, tied to their license plate. I did this on the private channel, I Allegedly Live, and I'm going to do this on the main channel. But the thing about this, license plate readers for large businesses, for institutions, compounds, hospitals, things like this, read everything, and they know who's coming in and out. And people that are connected to this, you can see how broke people are. That's what this is showing people. People are dead broke right now. And what are they doing? Well, I won't pay my tags right now. Here in California, you don't pay your tags for 90 days. And at the 91st day is when they can start towing the car. So people are like, will they really tow the car, Dan? Will they come after me? I've seen it. I've been there. I've been so broke, I had to talk my way out of it with a cop, you know, pleading with him to get home so I could pay my bill. And I promised him, just give me a fix-it ticket and I will pay this thing in a day, and I'll go to the highway patrol and get it signed off, you know? Oh, gosh. Nevada Energy offers to issue $22 million in refunds because they overcharge customers. Well, here's the thing about this. With these overcharging of your electric bill and things like this, unless somebody tells you that you're getting ripped off, most of us don't know this. Most of us don't sit there and put pen to paper, look at kilowatt hours, and understand that the math. How about this? The fact that people were charged higher rates during non-peak times. Who knows this stuff? I think it's such a scam that here in California, you have to pick your rate for, you know, for your energy. And I'm like, I'm a single guy. I don't know when I use more energy. Who cares? You have to. And the problem with it is you have to look at your bill. They want to send this stuff via email. They don't want to bill you with a traditional bill. But Nevada Energy is going to issue almost $23 million in refunds. That's crazy, guys. That's crazy. Okay? So we're going to have a real problem, you know. Things that people have written me about is debt collectors for people that are debt collection for people that have passed away. Problems with one story that was sent to me is a debt collector went after a 9-year-old for medical debt. Here's the thing about this. When you look at this, you know, the average person has $1,000 in medical debt. You've got over 20% of America that has over $10,000 in medical debt. And the problem with it is that they're getting more and more and more, you know, treacherous, and the tax of sending, you know, the tax of the collection companies are just getting stronger and more awful as time goes by. So know your rights, know the law within your state, know how long they can collect it. Don't just succumb to this. Dispute everything. But going after a 9-year-old for debt collection for medical bills is insanity. Now, read the article below, because that's just, it's just horrible, okay? You know, it's just horrible. So, a few other things to finish the video with today. You know, I'm blown away that the negativity right now. People, oh, Dan, you're so negative all the time. All you do is talk about, you know, your pessimism towards the economy. I'm a realist, guys. I'm a realist. As I was talking to Santa today, we were talking about how people need to plan for Christmas. My mother, single mother, had a Christmas club when I was a kid where she would put so much aside from her paycheck, you know, week after week after week to the Christmas club. And then they would give her, oh, look at the hawk that just landed right there. Check that out. I see that. That's cool. What if you ate something good? Anyways, so mom would do the Christmas club. And you know, we had Christmas presents every year. You know, father of the year wasn't around all the time, didn't pay child support and do that stuff. She had to do it on her own. But again, people don't work that way anymore. People don't plan. People weren't like, you know, my mom. My mom was just, man, that's all she did, was like plan for stuff. And like sports, it's like my brother played baseball and he was good at it. But it, you know, it was probably $50 back then when he was a kid, but she scrimped and saved and put it aside so that he could play baseball. People don't do that now. By the way, when you play a sport now, it's hundreds of dollars to play a sport. Oh, you got to get two uniforms. You got to get a home uniform and an away uniform. That was the one thing that floored me when somebody told me this. Foreclosures are through the roof. Month over month, month after month, foreclosures have gone up. For the 9th month in a row, Adam, which keeps track of the foreclosure records, bug biting me, has said that foreclosures are up. Read the article, because it's fascinating, because foreclosure notices, the notice of default, you've had seen Doug on this channel before, and Doug talks about the 91st day. Once you get to that point, if you can't negotiate with the bank, then they file the notice of default. The notice of defaults are going at a feverish pace right now. Okay? And you can sit there and say, oh, this is the new economy, Dan. No, the banks want their money. The banks are not getting paid. The banks are tired of this. I have had so many crazy stories sent to me about California and about people not making their mortgage payments and people getting off for not paying rent. You're going to see crazy stuff. Now, to go along with this, two things. Lennar Homes is the second largest home builder in the United States. They're saying, you know, maybe we need to change our tactic. Yeah, revenue was up. Profits are down a ton. Maybe we shouldn't sell houses. Maybe we should just pull back and deal with the inventory, not try to outbuild everybody and just wait. Here's the thing. Well, there's a housing shortage, Dan. You need to have more houses. Who says who? Where are you living? Do you live in your car right now and you're waiting for a house? No. You live someplace. Everybody lives someplace. But these people that are just, you know, dying out there and there's just no houses, go buy yourself $1.5 million house. Step up and do it. Go do it. Enjoy that payment. You know, it's crazy. The biggest problem is insurance, electricity, maintenance, everything about it. But hey, you own a home. You won't be able to ever go out to dinner or ever go on vacation, but you own that house. Okay? Congratulations. Farmers, right now, two more stories. Don't forget we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. It is uncensored. It's talking about everything, the latest politics, the latest everything. And it is raw and good, and there's a lot of people on that. And I have approaching 450 videos on that already. And I love doing that content too, because we can get real with things. Couple things to finish this. Farmers are saying that this is a once in a generation problem, because you're seeing more and more farmers that cannot make money right now, cannot get by right now. You're seeing soybean farmers, you're seeing people that own cattle and people that own ranches having problems. but this could be once in a lifetime where you could see them not make it through this time, where you have farms that are off 20 to 25%. It'll be second to last story, but how this could be it. This could be the final year for this. Okay? Now, we've all been to weddings. Have you ever been to a wedding where they had a, you know, they had like the money dance and stuff like that? I don't mind that. I really don't. Okay? But here's one that just, I was like, did they really did this? There was a wedding where a couple set up visa terminals for you to go, you know, for you to go and give them money via your Visa credit card and stuff. That I've never heard of. And they had signs that says, think about this, don't be tight, pay for the flight. And you pay for the flight for their honeymoon, okay? Come on, guys, okay? How about please and thank you? Hello, please and thank you. That's my three code words I always tell everybody. So listen, don't be tight, you know, donate to Dan, okay? Don't be tight, give to friend, you know, Glover. Come on, Joseph Dreamhouse. Come on, guys, isn't that terrible? I get it. I mean, I get you having a wedding. I'm blown away at what weddings cost. I'm blown away that people go out and spend 200 grand on a wedding. I had somebody once tell me that their daughter wanted to change the location of the wedding and they were freaked out about it because they didn't know how they were going to pull it off. And the new location would have cost them $100,000 more. And I'm like, how about no way in hell? How about no 100 grand for that? So anyways, glad Santa came by. I don't know if you guys can see way back there, but they're setting up the photo shoot for Santa, okay? So Merry Christmas from everybody at I Allegedly. Team I Allegedly wants to wish you a Merry Christmas, okay? Make good choices. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And just remember, Santa's watching. You heard him to the end. You may think you're nice right now, but you're not getting anything, okay? Especially from me because you haven't been nice all year long, okay? Let me know what you think, okay? I'll see you soon. Okay.